Report: Trump admin requests Ukraine refrain from striking Russia during meetings. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 25, 2026. The Trump administration reportedly requested that Ukraine refrain from striking parts of Russia with missiles while the United States engaged in meetings with Russian officials. Christopher Miller, the chief Ukraine correspondent for the Financial Times, shared in a post on X that officials in the Trump administration had requested that Kyiv not strike Moscow, St. Petersburg, and northern regions of Russia with its long-range missiles and drones on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday when the U.S. would send a plane carrying a senior-level official to the Russian capital, citing people familiar with the request. Ukraine agreed, they said, Miller added. Today we see that a U.S. Air Force C-17 plane has landed in Moscow. Breitbart News's Oliver J.J. Lane reported that a U.S. Air Force C-17 Globemaster III was reported to have flown from the capital of NATO member Latvia to an airport near Moscow, Russia on Tuesday morning. A U.S. Air Force C-17 Globemaster III flew from the capital of NATO member Latvia to an airport near Moscow, Russia on Tuesday morning. The military jet first flew on Sunday from Andrews Air Force Base near Washington, D.C., reports France's Le Figaro, citing the open-source transponder data which is collected by hobbyist ground-based receivers and aggregated through services such as the Flight Radar app. Military flights are not obliged to keep their transponders on, but it is best practice to do so for the sake of other flights in the area and air traffic control for the sake of safety. The decision to keep the transponders broadcasting over Russian airspace betrays a desire to make the flight as visible and easily identifiable as possible. CBS News's senior White House reporter Jennifer Jacobs reported in a post on X that Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, Director John Ratcliffe was reported to have traveled to Russia aboard a C-17 for meetings in Moscow today.